Missourinet News, I'm Jason Taylor. Authorities in McLean County in southern Missouri are looking for a motorist who struck a teenager on the side of the road and then fled. KYTV reports a 17-year-old was assessing damage to his vehicle from a previous accident when he was struck by another vehicle. He was airlifted to a hospital in Springfield with serious injuries. Kirksville State Representative Nate Walker expects a proposed statewide expansion of charter schools to die in the state Senate. The Missouri House has passed such a measure by one more vote than the necessary minimum.
They're actually failing in a greater capacity than the public school systems. And, you know, out in the rural areas, our schools are doing very, very well.
Supporters of the legislation say charter schools, which are publicly funded and operate independently, allow students in failing public schools to go to a school that is providing a better education. You would be able to carry alcoholic beverages around the St. Louis Lambert and Kansas City International Airports under legislation that's been approved by the Missouri House. Brian Howsworth reports.
The bill would allow travelers at Lambert and KCI to purchase alcohol at airport retail establishments and then carry it into other designated areas. The Missouri House has approved Kansas City Republican Noel Scholl's bill on a bipartisan 138-16 vote.
Some of the airports that have already adopted this is New Orleans, Nashville, Denver, San Antonio, and believe it or not, they're doing it in Las Vegas, too.
Scholl tells the Senate Economic Development Committee that there have not been problems at those airports. Scholl testifies travelers could not take the alcoholic beverages onto the planes or inside secured areas. The Senate committee has not voted yet on the bill. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
Republican Congressman Billy Long is defending his party's health care replacement for the Affordable Care Act. Long told KZRG the number of people who would no longer have health insurance is a bit misleading. He said because you wouldn't be mandated to have health insurance, many people wouldn't choose to buy it. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office projects 24 million fewer people will have health coverage over time under the Republican plan. Crews from 7 fire departments battle a blaze which destroyed a home in Republic near Springfield yesterday afternoon. No injuries reported in the inferno. A new page on the state auditor's website tracks the financial activity of Missouri's General Revenue Fund. Right now, it only offers the totals of daily transactions, credits, withdrawals, and the ending balance. But Auditor Nicole Galloway says the page will soon include detailed information about where the money's being collected from and what it's being spent on.
The point is to add transparency to how your taxpayer dollars are being spent. You pay your taxes, millions of dollars go to the state. Here you can see that it's deposited and then what bills are being paid. And so we're going to add some additional transparency.
Galloway recently announced an investigation to find the root cause of the state's budget shortfall, which is estimated to be $500 million in the next fiscal year. There'll likely be a posthumous Chuck Berry album this year. Berry passed away over the weekend at age 90. New album should be out this summer. That's news. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.